Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He drives one in the air to right. If it stays fair, it's got a chance to leave the yard. That ball is gone. Pete Crow Armstrong with a home run to right. Cubs lead 2-0.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
Pat Hughes calling a PCA homer right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Yes, I am Mark Rohde with you for another 45 minutes or so before it's a Cubs Reds rematch today. 12:45 is the pregame with Zach Zabman. Pat and Ron will have the call at 1:20 for the Cubs and Reds after the Reds beat the Cubs yesterday by a final score of 6-2. Let's talk a lot more Cubs right now as guests join us on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Yes, we go live to the ballpark. And we bring in our guy, Sahadev Sharma, the Cubs beat writer for The Athletic. He is on X at Sahadev Sharma. Sahadev, what's going on, man?
What's up, Grody? Thanks for having me. Pleasure to join Saturday Suckage.
We're hoping that you will represent well. And no, you don't have to suck on this show, but we prefer it. Yesterday, let's really quickly here, Sahadev, before we get to some of the stuff that's going on today with the Cubs, I guess it has been proven over the last couple of weeks that the Cubs are going to struggle against that particular pitcher, Andrew Abbott, and in turn, Colin Ray is not going to have his best games against the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, I mean, Abbott's been really good this season, and clearly the Cubs are not seeing him well. He dominated them. It was like a switch flipped. once he came out of that game for the offense, everybody started hitting the ball hard. It wasn't like they were unlucky against Abbott. There was one hard hit ball that went for a base hit, and the rest was nothing. They just had no shot against him, and the offense immediately looked like itself once he exited that game. Yeah, Colin Ray, two bad starts in a row against the same team. I don't know what to take away from that other than he wasn't locating, and he has to locate to have success. This team has been resilient and bounced back after bad outings or bad starts or bad games, bad offensive performances pretty much all season long. I expect them to get right back at it. Wrigley continues to be the Wrigley of 2024. It is blowing in again here at Wrigley. It feels cold yet again. It's a beautiful day. It looks like it's that prototypical, you know, we've all been through it where you look out your window, you're like, oh yeah, shorts and t-shirt weather. And no, it is not, especially at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Yeah, and you're right. It's happening again. And that is something that Jed Hoyer was not afraid to talk about, to bring up. And obviously you guys would ask the questions about that as well. But here we are again today, wind blowing in, and in a unique situation where Craig Counsell has Drew Pomerantz as the opener today. And the plan is to have Ben Brown come in after him. Sahadev, can you explain it for us?
Yeah, so I think what I really liked about Counsell explaining this decision is, look, something wasn't working for him in the first inning. It had gotten to the point where they needed to switch things up, whether it's changing Ben Brown's routine, his pregame routine, his in-between starts routine, or just going with an opener. Something needed to change. You can't just keep sending him out there without making an adjustment. This is what they're trying today. I think it makes sense. Drew Pomerantz has been a revelation. What an acquisition. What he looks. He's one of those guys, when he's healthy, he's kind of always performed. It took him a little while to find his footing, but once he got healthy, whether it was reliever, whatever his role was, he was pretty solid at it. And he's had some dominant stretches as a reliever, but they've just been so short because he just has struggled to stay healthy. This guy's older now. He's kind of like, this is, you know, he was ready to hang it up at one point last year, and now here he is making a start. It's going to be an inning. I'd be surprised if he goes out there for the second. We don't know Counsell's exact plan, but that's kind of what my assumption is. He's going out there for the first three batters, hopefully retires them all as far as the Cubs are concerned. And then Ben Brown goes in there for however long he can give them. And this is critical for him. He needs to perform well. He has struggled mightily his last two starts. There have been outings before that where he just couldn't find the zone early on. He believes the issue is that first inning. It's not the third time through the order. What's happening for him in his mind is when he has those awful first innings, there's a multitude of things that's happening. He has to kind of grind through it and use everything, show him his best stuff early. And they're getting confident too. So that third time around, they're like, yeah, we can hit this guy. We got this guy. We know what to do against him. So there's that confidence factor that he feels. He's not sure what's going on in the first inning. They're trying at different things, and this is one of those things that they're trying. But I also think there are other little adjustments that they're making. And Ben didn't want to dive into it because he said, I'd rather just go out there and perform than explain all the things that we're working on. And then maybe afterwards we can go over it.
Are they doing all of this right now for Ben Brown because they need him to be a starting pitcher right now because of the injuries that exist in the rotation? Or is it in the back of their heads that he is a starting pitcher with this organization now and going forward?
So I think it's a little bit of both. I do think they have faith in Ben Brown. I think there are people in this organization that see that breaking ball and said, that's one of the best breaking balls in baseball. He's got a good fastball and it's a mid upper 90s fastball when he's at his best. And you know, you'd prefer that he likes his changeup. The data likes his changeup. Then he's got to use it more. Obviously he's got to start mixing that in. But yes, they believe he can be a starter. I'm not sure if they were 100% healthy right now, if he'd be in the rotation right now. I think there's a couple things going on when you talk about Ben Brown being in the rotation. You cannot move him to the bullpen right now. You have zero starting pitching depth. There's nobody you can call upon. I mean, Chris Flexen isn't stretched out. Kenta Maeda does not look good in AAA. Jordan Wicks just went on the Iowa IL. There's nobody. There's nobody you can call upon that you can trust to give you innings. So you need him to start, and you need to keep him stretched out. Even if you removed him, now you just have even less depth. If you move into the bullpen, you have no depth then. There's nobody. There's no options, and then you lose him as an option if you don't keep him stretched out. So it's a really tough situation that they're in. They need Shohei Imanaga to get healthy. And listen, I don't think there's any doubt that this is their number one priority going into the trade deadline. We're still a ways away from moves being made, but I don't think there's a real debate about what's number one. You can argue, if you want to say they need to add a reliever, especially a veteran one, I will agree with you. But I just looked this up. You may not believe this, Grody. Since April 19th, they have the best bullpen ERA in baseball. that includes Presley's awful, that 11th inning, that disastrous extra inning game. That includes that. They're not a perfect bullpen. It's much better than I think they get credit for. They need to improve it. They need to add to it. But I don't think there's a debate when it comes to what you're adding, what you have to add at the deadline, and that is a starting pitcher. How good that starting pitcher is, maybe we can debate about that. I think you need to get, you know, a bat-missing guy that can give you a start in the playoffs. But, you know, we'll see if they can pull that off.
Does this mean, Sahadev, that we're done talking about the Cubs needing a third baseman? Do you believe that what we are seeing out of Shaw is real and, thank God, don't have to deal with that anymore?
Yeah. Again, I think there's a couple layers to this. First of all, who are you getting? Who are you getting that's better than Matt Shaw that's a realistic acquisition for this team? Mm-hmm. It's really hard. First of all, third base is way down. Patrick and I wrote a piece about this. Third base is way down production-wise offensively across the league. It's one of the worst years in decades. We're seeing awful third base production. There's just not that many good third basemen. They're hard to find, and teams aren't going to just give them away. Are the Cardinals going to first of all, the Cardinals are playing well. The Cardinals are a playoff team right now, so they're not trading anyone. Even if they were bad, they're not going to put the Cubs over the edge and give them a third baseman. But I think the other aspect is Matt Shaw looks like a different player offensively. And he remember all those questions we asked over the offseason about him playing third base? I know it shut me up because the way he's played has been eye-opening to me defensively. He looks like a plus third baseman the way he plays there. I'm really impressed with his defensive performance. And he cleaned up. He went down and worked on the things they asked him to work on. He cleaned up some little mechanical things. He's standing more upright. We can all see the leg kick is not as big. And he's hitting like he has always hit in his professional career. So, I think it's 10 days, 2 weeks. Maybe we're not fully stop talking about it, but I'm ready to say this is what, you know, as far as trade deadline goes, I just don't know how you add a better third baseman. And this is a huge as far as you have a complete lineup now. You have everyday starters and a tandem behind the plate. Well, no, Maya's healthy. I know Maya's out right now. But man, this lineup is very complete. Matt Shaw really, him coming into his own is a huge development for this team, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you know what? And that was one of the things that I had said during the preseason and just following everything that you guys are saying about the Cubs. I couldn't quite get the Cubs to 90 wins. And one of the things that I said was, unless, you know, there are guys that do extraordinary things this year, somebody like Shaw, and I'm not ready to say it's extraordinary, but it's been good since he's come back. The PCA revelation to this all, like, it's like nobody expected. I didn't expect 15 home runs at this point. I didn't expect an OPS of 864 at this moment. So he's one of those guys. And these are reasons why I can get the Cubs to 90 wins now. Seiya Suzuki, another one of those guys. The guys are finally either performing like we expected them to perform or doing extraordinary things. Can you kind of capsulize that part of this, maybe the unexpected part and delightful part of this Cubs team this year?
Yeah, I think that's what you need to have good seasons. Or you can put together a monster Dodgers team where you just expect to win 95 plus games every year. Sure, but when you don't do that, this is what you need. It's frustrating when fans hear Jed Hoyer say you need to outperform projections, but this is what he means. Brad Keller was not on anyone's radar. Brad Keller is arguably their best reliever. Daniel Palencia was a mess last year. He came in both physically and mentally in a different place this year and looks like a legitimate closer. He's always had the stuff. You mentioned PCA. I was high on PCA. I didn't expect this quickly. I knew it was possible. I didn't think it would happen right away. Becoming one of those faces of the MLB, of MLB type player. It's really exciting to watch happen, right? To see this kind of occur before our eyes is really fun to watch. Obviously, Kyle Tucker is a superstar as far as performance goes. And everyone's just really steady or above average. You look at the rest of the lineup, and like we said, it's just about the pitching beyond that. But yes, you need you need surprises to have good seasons. You just do. It's how it works. Go look at that Diamondbacks season from a couple years ago. There were guys that emerged. You need young guys to emerge and become what is expected of them in the long term, but you need it to happen quicker. Like Corbin Carroll became a star in 2023 and the Diamondbacks made the World Series. PCA may become, looks like he's become a star, and we'll see where that takes the Cubs.
Amen. Amen to that. Yep. Surprises and starters. And I think you nailed it earlier when you said that that's still got to be the number one priority if they're to make a deal at the trade deadline. Last thing for you, Sahada Fabar, I'll let you go. Continue to do your job out at Wrigley Field, getting ready for the Cubs and Reds, which will also be on the score at 12:45 today. Do you see a scenario soon where the Cubs lead in the division is sort of set, as in the Cardinals falling off? Like I see the scenario where the Cubs have a 6 or 7 game lead over this division, and maybe not that far into the future.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked by it. I'm a little surprised at how well the Cardinals are playing. I think the Cubs are the best team in the league. I think they need to do all the things we said we talked about as far as solidifying pitching, but I do think they're the best team in the division. I may have said league. Mm-hmm. I meant division. But I just, there's something about some of these teams like the Cardinals and Brewers, sometimes I underestimate them and then they go out there and do much more than expected. Right now, the Cardinals are kind of doing that again. It's been a while since it's usually been the Brewers of late, and now the Cardinals are doing it. So I don't want to put anything past them. I still don't think they have enough to keep up with the Cubs if the Cubs make the right additions, especially. But I think this month is going to be, or this coming month, June, is going to be huge. I believe the Cubs have like 23 games in 24 days, something like that. And then they end the month, or near the end of the month, they go to St. Louis. And I believe that's the first time they play St. Louis. So it's a big month. It's a big month coming up. We're going to see a lot of things like kind of settle as far as the trade deadline goes. You know, who are the sellers? Who are the buyers? Will solidify what the Cubs' needs are exactly. And I think we'll get another month of information as far as, is this offense a juggernaut? Like, it kind of looks like it has been for 2 months.
Yeah. No doubt, man. I can't, whenever I hear that, it's like a common refrain about the Cubs, well, they're not going to score this many runs, 6 runs a game. And I'm like, well, a lot of times they are going to still. So people are right, but juggernaut, I don't think, is hyperbole to say about this Cubs offense, man. I appreciate you coming on, man. Have a great day at Wrigley, and we'll talk to you soon, Sahada. Thank you.
All right. Take it easy, Grody. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Always, always great to hear from Sahada Sharma, one of the best Cubs talkers in this town, and terrific stuff in The Athletic as always. And yeah, I mean, I was jotting down potential starters that could be up for grabs come the trade deadline. And I know like San Diego is good, but Dylan Cisek, Sandy Alcantara, I always butcher that. Sorry. He has not been good this year. 8.47 is the ERA, but I know there's good in there. We all know that there's good in there. When's it? Is it there? Is it, Luis Castillo with Seattle, 4-3 with a 3.32 ERA. Eric Fetty, how about that? Lex White Sox with a 3.90 ERA. So just things to think about. They cannot. I'd be shocked if, unless there's a revelation on this staff that exists right now, I can't imagine a scenario where they don't go get somebody because of the Justin Steele part of this. Shota will be back soon, but not Justin Steele. And you got a chance, man. You got a chance to do more this year if you're the Cubs than I had expected. When we return, speaking of Cubs fans going to the game, this will be a treat for you ahead of the start of this game with the Cubs and Reds. Justin Turner, of the Cubs, was on the score today and inside the clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw, and we are going to play as much of that as we can when we return on Chicago Sports Radio 6. 670 the score.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
2-1. Turner swings. It's a high fly ball. Deep left field. Luck's going back at the track. He looks up. It's gone! Justin Turner with his first home run in a Cubs uniform. Deep to left center. And the Cubs are on the board. It's the Reds 2 and the Cubs 1 here in the third.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 the score.
Yes, sir. And I am presiding over Saturday Suckage today. If you don't recognize the voice, it's me, Mark Grody. Stevie Sunshine, Steve Rosenblum has the week off for some reason. And so here I am filling in on Saturday Suckage. Always good to hear the highlight on the score of Zach Zabin with the call of Justin Turner right there. And it perked me up today. I was listening to Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw and their unique brand of radio that the two put on. Always a good listen. And I loved hearing them talk to Justin Turner. Let's listen.
How much fun has this been for you so far this season?
Yeah, it's been great. Pretty exciting offense that we're running out there every day, scoring runs and in a ton of different ways, and playing a good brand of baseball and want to keep it rolling.
Justin, tell David how I offered to get you on the show today when I came up to your locker yesterday.
Yeah, he opened up his wallet and started to pull some cash out, and I just said it's not enough. Don't even do it.
Bruce had cash in his wallet? That's the breaking news.
There was only $20.
Yeah, wallet.
Yeah. Wow.
Justin, thanks.
It was a crisp 20. I'm not even sure if it was real.
Thanks so much for coming on. And, you know, again, the professionalism of the first thing you said to me stood out, and that is, oh, gee, can I come on Sunday? I said, well, no, I don't do a show on Sunday. And he goes, you know, oh, I'm playing again. And that just the seriousness of your preparation ahead of time just struck me there. You know, how prepared a baseball player, and in particular you, with all of your career, is tuned in not only to that moment, but the next day and the day after. So from that perspective, how much of that do you see on this team as well? And, you know, you being a big part of it, even though you don't play every day.
Well, yeah, I think knowing the schedule and knowing when you're going to be in there and not being there helps as far as your routine and prepared and workouts and training room and everything that goes into it to get ready to play. So, you know, they do a good job about letting us know. And for everyone else, really, I mean, these guys play every day. They're out there no matter what. They're playing through stuff. And, you know, they love to be on the field. They love to be in the lineup. So, you know, it takes a lot to get any of these guys to come off the field. So, it's pretty easy for them. They know when they're showing up to the stadium, they're going to be penciled in the lineup unless something pretty serious is going on.
Justin, you heard from Nico Hoerner as we came into this, talking about your impact on him and other young players in that clubhouse. And we know what they get out of your presence. And we know the value of teams going out and getting guys like yourself with all of your experiences and winning. What do you get out of it? What is satisfying to you in that role? And why would it be enough for you to, you know, come to the Cubs when you've had such a successful career? Maybe you don't need this, but you certainly, I think, crave something out of this experience. What is it?
Yeah, I just love the game. I love baseball. I love talking baseball. I love hitting in particular, being around the cage, being around the guys, having different conversations, bouncing different ideas and thoughts off them. Maybe they can try this or think about this, and maybe that'll give them a better feel in the box. And it's just something I'm addicted to, and I love it. And, you know, it just lights me up to have those conversations. And, you know, we've had a lot of good ones here already. Just bouncing different ideas off of guys asking great questions. It's a really good group of players who are hungry and who desire to be great and want to continue to work every single day. So it makes it easy to come here and chop it up and talk baseball and talk different things that can make us better as a group, can help someone individually or whatever it may be. But it's a special group in that aspect that it's a lot of baseball players, a lot of gamers that understand the game, really want to win and want to do whatever it takes to win. So that's fun to be around.
You know, the honesty and the self-deprecating things that you say, really, you know, they take a lot of tension out of everything. Even like if I approach your locker and you say, come on, Bruce, there's someone else you'd rather talk to today, right? And, you know, basically saying, you know, you have things to do, which is really, really funny. But the idea after, you know, helping win a game the other day and the media being around you, and then you know, people complimenting you on being the great teammate you are, the one thing that really stood out to me that really resonated was you said, hey, I didn't come here to be a coach. I can be a good teammate, but I have to help this team win. Talk a little bit about that mentality. And, you know, it was just really refreshing to hear, you know, someone understanding their own reality, especially someone who struggled to find their stroke early in the season here.
Well, yeah, I mean, I came here obviously to help out with that aspect in the clubhouse and be around guys and culture and hopefully help create, you know, a consistent day in and day out winning culture. But I also came here to play and produce, and obviously, you know, the beginning of the season didn't get off to the start that I had wanted it to, or probably anyone had wanted it to. And, you know, we were playing really good baseball and these guys were doing a lot of special things, but I wasn't really contributing that much to that. So I feel like you know, that hit, the walk-off against the Marlins, was like a big kind of weight lifted off my back. You know, it's like, okay, finally I did something to contribute, and I feel like ever since then, you know, it's been going a lot better. You know, when my name's in the lineup, still taking good at-bats, but actually getting some good results. So just trying to keep that rolling, and at the same time, you know, continue to have the conversations in the clubhouse. And, you know, hopefully with as much as I struggled in April and didn't get good results at all, really, you know, just the showing up every day and being the same guy with the same, you know, willingness to have conversations and help everyone else while I was getting my butt kicked, hopefully that rubbed off and guys understand that it's okay to struggle and still be a good teammate.
Talking with Cubs infielder Justin Turner here and inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, David Hall, Bruce Levine, until 11 o'clock. Justin, as you got through those struggles early in the season, whether you're 40 or 24, I think that the public reaction can sometimes weigh on a player. I'm wondering how much it weighed on you, knowing that maybe you weren't off to the kind of start you wanted to be. You were receiving some criticism, and you persevered anyway. How difficult was that to get through, and how did you do it?
Yeah, well, I mean, with struggling comes criticism, and there's always there's always other guys that are playing well somewhere else, whether it's the minor leagues or whatnot, that, you know, everyone wants to see. And I've come to get pretty comfortable the last 3 or 4 years. Is as soon as I struggle, I have a bad game, a bad series, a bad week, in this case, a bad month, you know, the age just gets dropped. Oh, he's 40, he's done, he's 40, he's done. And you know, it is what it is, and I get it. But I've had bad months all throughout my career. It just is unfortunate that this one happened at the beginning of the season before I had done anything for the Cubs to kind of gain the benefit of the doubt, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just don't want to, your first impression, you don't want to struggle. You know, if I had a really good month of April and then scuffled a little bit in May, you know, maybe things would have sounded a little different, but I guess that's all perspective. And it's also why we play 162 games over 6 months. You know, there's ups, there's downs. They always come at different times. You can't really plan for them. You just got to continue to show up and work and get better and fight your way through them and know that you're going to get hot again.
I'm going to share this conversation you and I had, you, me, and Jesse had the other day about Ken Revisa, who was the great mental skills coach for the Cubs and many different teams throughout his career, and unfortunately passed away a few years ago. We stumbled on the fact that we all knew him and admired him and got a lot out of him. Mental skills right now, Justin, and what you learned from Kenny and the positivity and the reality that he brought to your game, I know you're sharing with everybody on a daily basis. Talk about how mental skills are you know, something that maybe wasn't huge when you started the game, but how important that is for the player individually every day now.
Yeah, I mean, I think mental skills is a separator. You know, I think it separates minor leaguers from major leaguers. I think it separates major leaguers from all-stars, and I think it separates all-stars from Hall of Famers. The better you are at controlling your emotions and dealing with failure and handling failure, I think the more success you're going to have in this game, because it is a game of failure, and especially on the offensive side, you know, it's the old cliche. You get out 7 out of 10 times and you're a Hall of Famer, right? But how are you going to handle making those 7 outs, right? Like, are you going to be upset and slam and throw stuff? Or are you just going to take the information and apply it to your next at bat to try to not get out? I think there's all different sorts of ways to cope with the failure, and that's where, you know, Kenny Revisa was huge for me, is just giving me those tools, those skills to deal with failure, to move on, to flush the bad results and get to the next pitch, and to be present, to be in the moment, to not look ahead, not look behind, and all those things kind of, I think, really helped me be the player I am today. I don't know if I make it to the major leagues if I didn't have the tutelage of Ken Revisa helping me along the way, because I do think it's a game changer.
Justin, you've done a lot of winning. You've played for a lot of different managers and several different teams. When you, it's still a small sample size compared to the rest of your career, but how would do you describe to people what makes Craig Counsell effective as a manager, and how different is your experience playing for him in this few months than maybe other managers has been?
Yeah, I think Craig's great. I mean, he's the thing about a really good manager is you don't really notice them, right? Like, they say what they need to say. They push the right buttons, but they don't. At the end of the day, it's about the players and the guys on the field. And I think he does a great job, you know, doing that. He's obviously there and he's making decisions, but, you know, he lets the guys go out and play and do their thing and doesn't really impede. If there's something that needs to be said, he says it and he addresses it. And other than that, it's, you know, go get them. Like, let's go win a ball game. And I love that style. I love that kind of method of managing. And I think he does a great job of it.
Justin, PCA has talked about, you know, the impact that you've had on him. So have other players. We heard Horner. But what's the impact of watching a talent like PCA and a young man who's, you know, from what I've learned about him, pretty deep thinker for 23, come around? And what's the upside when you look at him career-wise?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a special player, five-tool player, can impact the game in so many ways. You know, just the other night in the Rockies game, you know, he didn't get a hit. 0-for-5, but he's the extra runner in the 10th, and he steals a big base for us and scores a tying run to extend a game, and we end up winning it, right? Like, the defense is – he's the best center fielder I've seen play in person. You know, the routes, the jumps, the precision, the arm strength is incredible. So just a really, really talented player in all aspects. You know, he's a guy, high school guy, that I think I wish Kenny was still around to have some conversations with him and help him, you know, control some of the emotions. He's a very emotional player. He's full of energy. He enjoys the moment. But those come with the downswings, too. And I think the more he gets closer to center line and controlling those emotions, the sky's the limit. I think, you know, he can be a perennial all-star MVP caliber player as long as he doesn't let the emotions get the best of him.
All right, before we let you go, got to ask you this. In any given week of this Cubs season, how often have you run into kids with Justin Turner red beard costumes?
There's been a few, actually. Yeah. You know, obviously there was the two kids in Japan, and yeah. I still actually hear from them.
Do you really?
They still send videos to my Instagram, which is pretty cool. And there's been a few on the road that have had the beard and holding up signs that I've gone and signed some balls for. So it's always cool to see that. And you know, if you're wearing a beard to the game, come down by the dugout. I'll make sure I sign a ball or take a picture with you.
What a great offer and what a great gesture, because you know how many days you'll make by doing that and just posing for 10, 15 seconds. Those guys, those kids will talk about that forever.
Trust me, it's worth something wearing one of those beards, especially in the summer when it's hot. I know how hot and itchy and uncomfortable it can be. So definitely get you a picture or an autograph if you're bearing one of those.
Justin, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck the rest of this Cubs season.
And I got that this. $20 for you too.
Yeah. Bruce has got you two tens for you today.
You're gonna get me arrested. I go into a store and it's a fake 20.
Great stuff. Have a great day, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Oh. Thank you.
Justin Turner.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Yeah, and Bruce really liked that one. That was pretty good. Bruce was having a good time there with Justin Turner. I like it. That was Bruce Levine and David Haw inside the clubhouse this morning on The Score with Justin Turner. Obviously a very interesting guy who has lived the baseball life and has all the highs and lows that have been associated with it for the decade plus that he has been involved. So good stuff there. The stuff about PCA and how Justin Turner, they both had been alluding to a guy named Ken Revisa, who I actually know as well because Ken was part of the Joe Madden regime and I was doing pre and post. So he was on all the trips with us and he couldn't have been a nicer guy. Like he just floated around the team. I remember his demeanor was so gentle. I remember sitting on like the buses and then you'd see him and he'd just be like, "Hey man, what's going on?" Like this great, gentle, unassuming soul who was of help to players that could help control the highs and lows. And that's always in the back of my mind still with PCA, with Pete Crow Armstrong, because he is emotional for better or for worse on every single play. Like, he lives the highs and he lives the lows, and you just wonder how long he can continue to do that. And right now, I think players, so because we even asked Ian Happ about it the other day, and Ian kind of smiled but kind of said, like, what I think we all think is that time goes on, that stuff will be toned down to some degree, probably just naturally. But in the meantime, does there have to be some sort of medium speed when it comes to PCA with some of that stuff? So I really appreciated that banter right there, and always had a lot of love for Ken Revisa of the Cubs. And if you are around him, you know the vibe. That is a vibe. Thanks to everybody today for listening to Saturday Suckage. Steve Rosenblum will return next week. We had Herb Howard on the show. Thanks to him. Also, Sahadev Sharma, Sean Sears doing a great job like he does executively producing the show. Cubs baseball is coming up next. The Cubs and the Reds. Zach, Pat, and Ron are next. I'm Mark Grody on The Score.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.